Kwazwai, muri ya Zimbabwe. Eita, eita, yebo. Mtwaga za mwushle muri ya Zimbabwe. Ndinomka mchura nchongwa chedu chewe chidiki. Ushle lo The Connection lilami umaiko hove. Welcome Zimbabwe mwushle to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Today is Tuesday the 8th of October 2019 and Zimbabwe mwushle, I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe Mushem, Tonga Mushe, Dinum Gamchan Chironga Chalu, Chavichiki, Ushlena D Connection, Lilami Umaiko Hove. Namchanje, Zulugandaba is Tuesday, the 8th of October, 2019. Natsum Chironga, Muria Zimbabwe, tonight on D Connection, we're focusing on government's initiative to fix the economy using technology, amongst other means. In his State of the Nation address last week, Umongameli Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa, President Emmerson Mnangagwa, constantly brings up something he keeps referring to as Vision 2030. Now, for those that don't know what Vision 2030 is, Vision 2030 is a roadmap that has been set up or set aside by government to determine the nation's future. Now, according to President Emmerson Mnangagwa, he wants Zimbabwe to become a digital and knowledge-based economy. Let's see what President Mnangagwa had to say for himself.
Mr. Speaker, to promote trade and exports, the modernization of the bank with border post and the bilateral negotiations on the establishment of one-stop border post in Victoria Falls and White Bridge are ongoing. The introduction of smart technologies to speed up freight clearance at our post of entry will be speeded up. To curb malpractices in the fuel industry, government will soon roll out an electronic national fuel monitoring system. For the long term, a comprehensive national integrated energy resource plan is being developed by the Ministry. Mr. Speaker said, the modernization and rehabilitation of our infrastructure, in particular road networks, has resumed in earnest with noticeable progress across the country. Yes. Given that these are key enablers to our national economic revival, as emphasized under Vision 2030. We are determined to leapfrog the quality of our infrastructure across the country. We are mindful that the Zimbabwe we all want, with opportunities at all, shall only be achieved through productivity, innovation, responsiveness, persistence, deliberate planning, and disciplined focus. We must therefore adequately prepare for the opportunities and challenges which are ahead of us. Our Vision 2030 envisages a Zimbabwe with a digital and knowledge-driven economy.
That was President Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa delivering his State of the Nation address last week. Namhlanje kuhlelo we're focusing on indaba le eyokuthi ilizwe eZimbabwe, uhulumende weZimbabwe is looking to use imishini yangalezi nsuku, i-technology ukuze ithuthukise isimo somnotho elizweni, ukuze ilethe utshintsho. Libona ngani lokhu kula kufezeka na? President Emmerson Mnangagwa was talking about Zimbabwe becoming a knowledge and a technology driven based economy. Do you think that's possible? Is that even possible? Do we even have the infrastructure to support such an initiative? And Zimbabwe Muslim, talk us a Muslim when you join tonight's program. The big question I have for you, if you don't agree with President Emmerson Ndambudzo Mnangagwa, is if you don't believe technology is the way to go for ilizwe leZimbabwe, so that there's change with regards to the current state of the economy, then what is the answer to Zimbabwe's current economic crisis? If you're looking to join us tonight on The Connection, you can text me on WhatsApp on +1202 465 0318. I repeat, +1202 465 0318. You can call me live on air on +1202 619 2077. +1202 619 2077. We're broadcasting live on radio on 909 medium wave frequency on 4930. Njalo sikhona ku 15460 kilohertz with short wave. We're broadcasting live on the internet on our three web pages. Those being www.voashana.com, www.voandevela.com. We're also live on www.voastudio7.com. For our Facebook fanatics, we're streaming live on our three Facebook pages. VOA Shona, Tripoje Karipa, VOA Ndebele, Siasaraza, Nyempela, Bukatsiletu, Ele VOA Studio 7. Sakana mchida upina mchirongwa, msakana nukunyora ma comments, kuisa ma hearts, linga kosu pela ugushare ushelo, uguze sivugele ushelo letu, loba sakulayo, mwabune ngibetu. Magatera, chirongwa chediche vechidiki, chirongwa The Connection, and I'm your host, Mike Hove.
Hey, hola, Jepico, Hamazangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Thank you, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1202 465 0318. To converse with me, Mwafunukumalami, can also chaura neni. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3. BigMyke3.
At Big Mike 3 is the username on Twitter and Instagram. Tsakaza Muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle. If you're looking to converse with me, you'll be able to catch me on Twitter and Instagram after the hour. However, Tsakaza Muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle, as usual for the next hour. Lilako ngikhuluma lapha emakhasini ethu amathathu, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, njalo VOA Ndebele. So lingakhohlwa phela ukuthi bhalani imibono yenu, nyora inumber kuyithola ukuthi tikuphindze emtshirongwa. Kana mtshela uphinda emtshirongwa, you can call me live on air on +1202 619 2077. Mukwanisa zvekare kundifondera live parunare. Once again, Zimbabwe Muhle, welcome to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Namhlanje uhlelo nathi mtshirongwa tikubata nyaya ukuthi mtungamiriri wenyika va Emmerson Ndambudzo Mnangagwa is focusing vari kuti aiwa nyika yeZimbabwe yasvika pane divi rekuti isu senyika we start embracing technology as a means towards fixing the economy. Earlier on, if you're joining us right now, you just missed a video of President Emmerson Mnangagwa talking about it last week during when he was delivering the State of the Nation address. Esithi hi ilizwe should now start embracing the technology. He touched on the current state of the fuel situation. Esithi ilizwe lethu uhulumende wakhe ngempela looks towards using technology towards fixing the fuel crisis. Uphinde waphatha udaba mayelana the road situation elizweni. Wathi hi ngempela they're going to use roads. He also touched on the hospital situation. He also touched on Vision 2030. Abantu abasakhulayo, Vision 2030 is all about you njengentsha elizweni. Esithi hi ngempela he's looking to have ilizwe leZimbabwe become a knowledge and technology driven based economy. So asibone ukuthi abantu bathini ngempela emakhasini ethu amathathu kukhasi lethu le VOA Studio 7 abantu have already started writing imibono yabo ngempela and thank you so much wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo u Elvis wave wafaka inombolo wathi yimi u number 1 waphinda wathi maswara say apo I want to bomb koma Elvis zvirikufambere kwa muri koko usabelo put his number ngempela sabelo sizakuthinta tshakufona right kuti mpinde mchirongwa Godwin wave wathi that will never be achieved considering that he can't fix the Zesa issues coupled with data charges. I look forward to hearing more from my guests as we're going to explore all these things. So thank you so much for your opinion there, Gordon. I hope you call in so that we hear more about what you have to say. Utatenda wati read nice. Upinda wati tell mnanga kwa to read nice. Aywa mkume tatenda tutenda nima wondering. Umoken zimiri wati from Botswana. Tumelan puti moken. Abubakar Sayuti from Nigeria. How is Nigeria? How the body, my brother. Ulaison wati Botswana Khaberon City. Tumelan puti Laison. Abubakar upinda wapa. Lumbono wake wati from Abuja, capital city of Nigeria. Uadidamu was wafagil nombolo. Amos Ngonye uti linjan bagiti. Watching from Balfour Park, South Africa. Gunjane Koli. So, Mtawazo Mose, Zimbabwe Mose. Let me move over to my first guest joining me. Live at Tungweni. He's back in Zimbabwe. Umnumzana uvusi musu mkwanans. Vusi, skip on bud.
Hi, Nyapila Linjan.
I'm good. Welcome back to the program. It's been a long time, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Good to be back. So, Vusi, the last time we had a conversation, for those that don't know, you were here on the Mandela Washington Fellowship, and you were talking about how you have your startup company, it's a tech startup, and you were looking to launch simultaneously in different countries at the same time. Now, fast forward a couple of months later, President Emmerson Mnangagwa is talking about Vision 2030. He's talking about the country becoming a technology and knowledge-based economy. As young people who are within the startup world, and especially folks who work in Zimbabwe, how are you guys taking in such sentiments? The government is looking towards, I guess, placing focus on people like yourselves.
Well, thank you for the opportunity and question. I think it's a good draft to focus on technology. I think it's a way to leapfrog. If it goes beyond just a lip service, but I think it's a good draft. I think it's doable and very possible.
Mm. Now, I was reading my comments earlier on, and one of the comments, I guess, he basically took the words out of my mouth. Is city, yeah, now, Uhulumende right now as a nation, we're facing so many different challenges, ranging from, you know, the fuel crisis through to the electricity crisis and so forth. How do you then encounter something like that and still focus on having a technology-driven economy? Is that even possible?
Well, like... As an entrepreneur, I always believe that everything is possible. I think as a tech entrepreneur, I personally think that it's very possible to leapfrog and take advantage of technology. I mean, we are doing it, but I think it goes beyond. I think if we have a good environment, at times, as young startup entrepreneurs, we do not necessarily... I know the number one thing that people always want to say is capital, but I think that one of the most important things is to create a good enabling environment that then allows startups to thrive. If you look at right now, we have a high challenge of cost of data at the moment. It's something that you can't... You can't ignore as an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. If you look at the recent Portrust report, you see that the data usage is going a little bit lower in the country. But I still think that it's very possible. But at the moment, there are a lot of moving parts, you know, and there's a big challenge, but it's very doable.
So, Manje, what's the program? Mlomo Vusi, and Tatum Laleli, and then I'll come back to you, Anget.
Zimbabwe Mose,
that was a young entrepreneur. He's a tech entrepreneur who functions in Zimbabwe. So like, he's also feeling the pinch when you talk about Utabalo Kesi, you know, the fuel situation, the economic situation. He also feels the pinch, but Uti, it's possible. As is when Uti umlaleli yena Uti in Utabalo Konekutwini. Kola mterere, arupinda mjirongwa, ndena aripaupari naringbano konekutwini. Mlaleli, hello.
Hello.
Yes, yes, Papa Unjani.
Dosimba makadivo.
Aiwa tiripo, tiripa, aripa rinari hapo ndiani.
Ndi Joseph Msipa, ndiri ku South Africa ku Polokwane.
Va Msipa zviri kufamba.
Zviri kunyanyisa.
Saka va Msipa ndimi ka muri kutifonera muri ku South Africa. Hanzi nemutungamiriri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa taakuda kugadzirisa upfumi hwenyika tichishandisa technology kuitira kuti tirevitalize maindustry arimoya aya aparara sezvo mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika pari zvino zvina zvina kumira zvakanaka. Imoti ine maondero avo.
Matauriro avo haana kushata, asi dambudziko ririmo rinofanira kuti ritange ragadzirisika nyaya yemari. Teknoloji dzacho dzinozongoshanda nemabhonzi here, nekuti nyaya kunesa inyaya yemari. Mari yacho ine bhonda, saka nyaya yemabhonzi ndo nyaya yakaoma. Ndo nyaya inotoita kuti zvinhu zvisatombonaka zvachose, nekuti mari yemabhonzi hapana munhu unoda bhonzi. Nekuti nyange vakati it's open for business, teknoloji dzese dzavanotaura zvokungovimbisa vanhu izvo hazvigoni kuti zvishande, nenyaya yekuti hapana mari. Hapana munhu angasumuka kubva kure kure achiinda kunoita bhizinesi anoziva kuti hakuna mari. Kana azobata mari iyoyo yemabhondi anozoenda kupi nayo? Ndo dambudziko hombe riripo. Ngavagadzirise nyaya yemari, pawanikwe mari isina bhodha. Inoti kana yango munhu ari muno muSouth Africa akada kunoita bhizinesi kuZimbabwe, asafunga zvokuti hakuna mari, asafunga matambudziko ese aripo ekukwira kwezvinhu, kwefuel, kukwira kwetransport, makufis, chikafu, inhau yemari. Mari yavanoti mari haisi mari, bepa ine bhodha, hapana munhu otomboda mari iyoyo. Saka ngavaone dzimwe nzira dzokuti vangaisa handi kana kuti vogadzirisa mari inorerukira vanhu vese. Handisati ndamboriva kuti nyaya yerandi yakamira sei, kuti chii chinotarisa kuti randi vanhu vamboritira muZimbabwe.
Aiwa, takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma Joseph. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongo, handisi?
Tinotenda.
Right, Zimbabwe mohle liyamuzwa umnumzana Joseph uti no money, no investment, no attraction, uti ilizwe should fix the issue of money first before anything. Kodwa uti aingempela umbono kamongameli Emerson Mnangagwa, it's a good, good, good vision. Asizweni ukuthi yena uvusi uthi ngodabule khona ekhotweni. Mkwananzi usakhona ecingweni? Mkwananzi? Vusimusi? Vusumuzi Mkwananzi usakhona ecingweni na?
Okay.
Right. Vusi umzwile umlaleli uthi ngombono wakhe. Mkwananzi? Angibona ngani uvusi yena iline yakhe yahlupha namhla. So asiboneni ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu kukhasi lethu le-VOA. Shona uPatricia uthi Masora say watching from Johannesburg, kuriseiko kuJohannesburg. Link advisor number yakhe yakufonera. Aiwa mkoma Linkad, tinotenda zvikuru. Manzwa mkoma Joseph vambowanawo mukana wekupinda, saka nemiwo tichakufonerai kuitira kuti muwano mukana wenyu wekupinda. Titus Mukucha. Yeah, Titus Mukucha. And good evening, Studio 7, watching you. Harare State House. Good evening, ko Harare uko. Carrington Aruti, reforms first, reforms, meaningful reforms before anything. But mkoba Carrington chukuzeo kuti maondreni nde api. Hongu muruta yaneshe ma reforms asi mungati technology ino kwanisa ere kusimuzira upfumi wenyika. Manex Aruti, connected from DRC, now Katanga Province. Kuriseiko DRC, gunjane DRC poti. Ulinen uti tumelang bafetsu, tumelang lenang, okai, na keshap, 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 wanukai. Umane kusupindo wati, tell Zanu PF, they must just resign all of them. Christopher Upindo wati, good evening, watching from South Africa. Gunjane kwele South Africa, mnumza na Christopher. Anyway, chingwada, aruti masura sei. Simeon Banda, nayo aruti masura sei. Aiwa, nyaya irimo muchirongwa nasi mainzwa muhurumende yekuZimbabwe, mutungamiriri wenyika Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa is saying ukuthi he's looking towards making Zimbabwe a knowledge and technology driven based economy. Lina ngithini ngodaba lukhona egudwini, ngenani kuhlelo mthwakazi omuhle abafisa ukungena kuhlelo, you can text me live on +12024650318. You can also call me live at the menu on +12026192077. So, Zimbabwe Mushe, let me move over to my second guest whilst we try to get Umnumzana Ufusimozu Mkwananzi back on the line. Arupinda Pachironga, Diva Nicholas Kajengo. Nicholas is a development practitioner. He's also worked with the government itself. Kajengo, welcome, welcome, Nechirongo Chedumukum.
Thank you very much. Greetings to you all listeners.
Saka tataka chokumirira ivanhu vachotanga vanhu vachotanga kuti aiwa hurumende inofanira kutanga yazvigadzirisa first before they start trying to implement things such as using technology to fix the economy. Tudzewo maondere enyu ipapo.
Yeah, panyaya technology, to be frank enough, priority government. Because it's nyaya yebudiriro nyaya technology zvinhu zvinofambidzana zvaebhurugwa. That the issue is not the constitution, chapter 2, section. Section 1, you can see that.
Lighting you in a good net, Saraka Django. Are you able to move around for a bit to see if we can fix that? Saraka Django, I'm sure you're going to be. Hi, Zimbabwe, namhlanje khanya ngana mafoni ayahlupha. It's hard to say technology would work when the lines aren't even working. But hi, let's try to get Umnumzana Nicholas Kajengo back on the line and hear ukuthi yena uthini ngodaba lokho nekutini. But he had just started explaining esithi ngombono wakhe ngempela, you know, government's initiative is such a good thing. Ngenxa wathi ngeshona hanzi ibhande nebhurugwa, same fanana uspinach lo popai. Kutwa hayi ngempela kuyahambelana. Lina lithini ngodaba lokho nekutini. Kukhasi lethu yele VOA Studio 7, abantu bayabhala imibono yenu ngempela. Uvusimuzi Ndlovu uthi, hello, Big M, watching you from London. How's London there, mate? URashford waza wafaka inombolo yakhe, uthi ufuna ukungena kuhlelo. Rafford, shakufonra, tuwana utumokwanza upila ere. Tactic, vaisa na yo, namba yake, skumbuso, unjani Alexandra. Layson, vaisa namba yake, uwele Botswana, tumelan, Layson, rufonela. Emos mdonya uti, linjan bagiti, watching you from Balfour Park, South Africa. Ngezu uti ngilomla leli, do we have a call on the line? Not yet. Asibone uti, abantu watini. Uvusi muzu mkwananzi, usa konitungwe na, Vusi, are you back on the line? It looks like Vusi is not back on the line. All right, Zimbabwe Mushe, so it's just you and I. So anyway, as I was saying, Mtshakazi Omuhle, Zimbabwe Mushe, early on in a video that we played of our President Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa, he was touching on several different facets. And amongst them, of course, let me actually read what he was talking about. Amongst those facets, he was talking about how he's looking towards bringing in technology towards uplifting the current situation when we're talking about economics and, of course, revitalizing different sectors in Zimbabwe, amongst them being the hospital situation. As we all know right now, the doctors are all on strike. Of course, it's a payment issue, but initially when it started off, it was a utensils issue. They were saying, they're now incapacitated with regards to one, abalayo imishini yokusebenzisa ukuthi basize abantu. Kuthi hayi isimo in the hospitals elizweni is not a good thing. Ngiyezwa ukuthi uNicholas is back on the line. Let's try him one more time. Kajengo, are you back on the line?
Yes, ndiripo.
All right. Early on we had lost you parunari mamchitara mchitudza ukuthi nemaonde enyu bande nebrug technology ne governance.
Yes. We are talking about development. Technology is certainly it's a bridge, it's a panacea towards national development. So now it's coming in terms of this modern constitution, amendment number 28 of 2013, chapter 2, section 13, subsection 1, BNSC, it is very clear about the technology. It is the agriculture, the industry, the technology is good. We are going to be able to do this. so now the technology will be forefront in terms of government vision. Of course, in line with vision 2030 and in line with the TSP.
Mm-hmm. Saka, Zino, as you're saying, it's in line with the constitution and so forth. One of the most important questions that everybody keeps asking is does Zimbabwe have the infrastructure to implement such things?
Actually, infrastructure is a broader term. Here we are referring to either my roads, the electricity, the ICT or communications, the dam. Of course, but in terms of our infrastructure setup, Zimbabwe is one of the countries in the region, in South Africa as a whole, with the best infrastructure. It's only what's lacking behind. Probably the maintenance one way or the other. Mm-hmm. But our infrastructure are good. Take, for example, if you look at the city of Harare or the city of Blawas, if you look at the buildings in particular, compare and contrast with some countries, even Zambia, Malawi, or Tanzania, you agree with me, my brother, that in terms of infrastructure, not the Pambeli. At the moment, there is a dual system, it's a clear reflection of the simple fact that there is an improvement in terms of infrastructure. It's at the priority of government.
Mm-hmm. Now, as we move forward, pane vamwe vateereri vambopinda muchirongwa vakahighlighta zvinhu zvakasiyana-siyana. Ivo vari kuti zvechokwadi vanobvumirana nemuonero ava Mnangagwa, mutungamiriri wenyika. Asi vari kuti nyaya iripo ndeyekuti nyaya yemari inotanga yagadziriswa, nekuti one of the things for Zimbabwe to get to a certain point whereby technology is something that's now driving the economy, we need investments. Asi vari kuti hanzi bond racho iri pache zvavo, mari yemunyika haisi attractive kune vanhu vekunze. Mungatii nazvo izvozvo?
Yeah, I'm sure kana pano vanyatsoteera masemba raita ikonomi yedu, mukatarisa tichipinda new dispensation, government yakava neapproach yekuti let's use more current, zvichireva kuti US yakanga ichishanda, local yedu yakanga ichishanda. But panoita nyaya yeabuse, ndopanova kuko kuti black market yedu inoita follow the government principle, the government rules and regulations, in particular monetary and financial laws. It's not bad here. So we have a case that affects the government in terms of our financial management. When we have to use, we are ready to the government, it is very clear. But now, when we have to do this, Ghana, we have to say, case, if we take a remand, kuti mari dzedu dzisabve dzakadai nezvechiitwa nevanhu vanonga dzonzera kumashure. Otherwise, tikuti isisi hwaro wehurumende maringe nemari ari very clear. Take for example, tiri kuti tinotaura tisi kuti tichanangana nenyaya yemari idzodzi, let's not use or trade in hard currency like US. So kuri kuti tese takwanisa kushanda nemari imwe chete. Obviously, zvinobva sina competition yemari anenge ichishandiswa. So kudzonidzana ukoko ndokuita kuti mari yedu ishave value, because black market dzinenge dzichicontrola the entire system. So we are saying, let's run away from the black market to the normal system.
All right, vakajengoregai ndimbokubatai pamuromo nditore muteereri, and then I'll come back to you on this. All right, Zimbabwe Muhle, I have my second caller ongenayo kuhlelo namhlanje kuhlelo The Connection. Ari kupinda muchirongwa Kola Kola mlaleli, usungenele kuhlelo The Connection. Makadini?
Hello?
Yes, papa, unjani?
Yes, hello.
Hai, sikona, ngubani uconnect ngwani?
Wulazi cheka endo.
Anguzi futhi bengicela uthuchete kancane ngenxa yokuthi i-network ihlanya ngani yahlupha.
Hayi, kodwa ngiyakuza ke mina.
Okay, right. Udabule khona egudwini baba uluzwile. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa is talking about using imitshina yangalezi nsuku ukuze balungise isimo somnotho elizweni esilokhu siqhubukela phambili sigugudeka. Ubona ngani lokhu kulakho kufezeka na?
Khona mangibuka nje kungathi uyiqala ngaphezulu, bekufanele nje aqale alungise isimo sezepolitiki esikhona lapha ekhaya. Ngoba isimo sepolitiki angeke sijimise izinto ezimbili ngesikhathi esiyi-one. akaqale alungise isimo sonke umuntu amamudele njengo-president ayenze ukuqondile okuthandwa ngabantu ukuze akhona ukuqhubekisa indlela yetechnology. Ya, ngoba indlela yetechnology izosebenza ma ngabe bonke abantu bebambisana bezwana njalo kuzo zonke ingatsha zisebenzisana ngokuzwana ukuze yamukeleke ebantwini omunye nomunye ngoba lelalizwe liyilizwe ebelinomnotho omkhulu kakhulu okungawukuthi masibuka njengamanje njengoba sinulesi simo kufanele ukuba ngase sikude kakhulu kunamanye amazwe kodwa silibela silobe sibambana ngezandla silwa silibele ukuthi ngabe sikhuphule kudala lo mnotho lo netechnology yethu ngabe iphezulu ukudlula amanye amazwe ya kodwa sichitha isikhathi esiningi sikhuluma ezepolitiki ekubeni ngabe siyalithuthukisa sakhane silathele elizwe leli likhona ukuqhubeka lina phambili.
So wena baba uthi ngombono uthi ngombono wakho ubona ngani until indaba yepolitiki ilungiswe ngeke siqhubekele phambili njengelisi
premature ukuthi i-technology singayi-implementa khona manje isase premature leyo stage leyo ngoba kwamanje abantu balambile abantu abanamali uyayibona lento leyo so kumele sihambe nge-stage by stage singayi phezulu kakhulu siye lokho okuhluphayo kumanje abantu bayafa abantu bayagula ezibhedlela
hayi siyazisana baba ngiyakuzwa ngempela ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo
ngiyabonga nami.
All right, Zimbabwe Moshe, that was one of our callers who came into the program today and he said, you know what, technology is a good way to go. However, before President Emmerson Mnangagwa starts talking about technology, he needs to fix the political situation in the country. Uthi hayi ngombono wakhe, in his opinion, yaye ukuthi politics hanzi nokuthi abasikugamuchirwa sengitsungamiriro nyika nemunhu wese ari munyika. There's already a problem there, and until vagamuchirwa nemunhu wese ari munyika semutsungamiriro wenyika hanzi yaye mamiriro akaitwa upfumi wenyika, there is no, I guess, clear future towards that one. Lithin ngodaba lukhona ekudwini, mthwakazi omuhle, Zimbabwe omuhle, abafisa ukungena kuhlelo lakho ungixhuma ecingweni lakho ungifonela kunombolo ezithi +12026192077. Number yizwe kare +12026192077. Kamhlawu ndifonela kwito mpine mjirongwa. Mukwanisa zvekare undinyorera message pa WhatsApp pa number dzinoti +12026540318. But I hear umnumzana uVusi Muzi Mkwananzi is back on the line. In network namhlanje ikhanya ngani yahlupha. Earlier on it was Vusi, then it was Nicholas. Now uVusi is back on the line. Vusi, usakhona ecingweni na?
Yes.
Right. All right. So a lot has transpired since we lost you on the line. We had one of another of our guests that's on the line, umnumzana uNicholas Kajengo. Yeah, now he's worked with government before and so forth. And uthi, you know, umbono kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa was a good vision, and it's possible for it to come true. What are this? A lot of callers that have come in and they've talked about the issue of Mali. But see, until the money has been fixed, we cannot attract investment, because I'm sure, as you would know, technology, for it to boom and for the economy to grow, investment is needed. Now, another caller just came in and was talking about the political situation. He was saying, uze lilungi se isimo somnotho elizweni, you need to fix the elephant in the room, which is the political situation. When are we going to
see? Okay, thank you. Okay, I think, you know, everybody has a valid opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But also, there is a window of opportunity that... Hello?
Yeah, but Nyagus.
Yeah, there is a window of opportunity. I think the biggest challenge that we have is that as young entrepreneurs, we should also not only build businesses with only a focus on Zimbabwe alone. We need to build a business with a focus on Africa and the region. So there's also a big challenge on just building a business for Zimbabwe only. We need to build a business with a thrust of that we are focusing on the whole of Africa or even the world. Because if we do that, we then attract a more a more lucrative investment, and we take advantage of technology. That's one. And then the second thing is, yes, there are a lot of challenges right now in the country, but there are also opportunities. Mm-hmm. As big businesses or yesteryear businesses fold, there are also opportunities for young entrepreneurs or for any entrepreneur who wants to leverage technology to take advantage of the situation. So there are two thrusts to it. While, of course, we would like to ask the leaders to create a better business environment that allows us to thrive, but then we're also not blind to the fact that there can be opportunities that we can go for. There can be opportunities that we can leverage and take the continent forward. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so that's my opinion, that we could take the country forward. But everybody has to come to party. There are problems that we can use technology to solve. And then we also, of course, rightfully other speakers pointed out, we need a good business operating environment.
Mm-hmm. Now, Vusi, you work across the African continent. Earlier on, I was telling my colleagues that just, you know, less than 48 hours ago, Rwanda was all over the news talking about how they've built Africa's first smartphone that has been, using African software and so forth and so forth. Now, if Rwanda can make sure that the economy is functional based on technology, the big question is, why can Zimbabwe not do that?
Well, you would understand one very interesting thing. So we all came, like, for instance, from the Mandela Fellowship. So one of the things, for example, that the Rwandan government did was the president, he had a reception and they sat down with the different fellows from there and engaged them. All the youth going forward. That's like just giving you an example on how different the world is. I can also tell you that right now we are building a company that's operating across 10 African countries with different young people across Africa. But then you find that the support that they get compared to the support that we get, like for instance, sometimes we are not even asking for capital. We're just saying, give us the environment, give us the runway. We know how it's done. We can make things work if we are given an opportunity to use our skills to better the country.
Mm-hmm. Hayi, ngiyakuzwa futhi ukuthi ngikubambe umlomo kancane ebhuti, ngithathe umlaleli ithinga ukuthi Mthereli anothini, ngiyathi naye umtshirongwa nasi. Ari uphinda mtshirongwa kugola khola Mthereli, okhona encingweni ngibani?
Hello?
Kola kola, hello.
Magadi?
Tripo Magadi enyi mkoma?
Tiblame?
Ari parinari ndiyani?
Ndi mkoma Jacha.
Ba Jacha, muri kutwendera muri kupiko?
Ndiri pa Bikita, papa mazungunye.
Aiwa, kubikita uko. Saka ba Jacha nyaya tinayo nasi mchirongwa, mtungamiru wenyika, ba Emerson Mnangagwa. Vati wakuta ukadzirisa, mamiru rakaita ufumi wenyika, vachishandisa technology. Mungati ina zo izozo.
Ya, ichokwadi awaga koni kutaura. Asi, taade problem pamera ni mataure ya mkuru edu.
Problem ili papi na mkuru.
Mkuru edu hariku gara, nifekti chikako tukubira pa waka tanga kupinda mchikazi. Muna ingo promisa. Kakambo zawa chiti 90 days chete ndo zaka naka muto ona uchino mukanga. But hey, atina chataka ono. Api, taka hebo zoyo artikati wari wrong, wari red, but hey, ituta neta.
Saka zino, saka murugu vumere muruti vane masimbe kukazirisa ufume nyikari.
Avatorira totally zero.
Saka zvino toigadzirisa senya yacho.
Tichitodela chitodzwa totova udza kuti zveshuwa zvamuri kutaura muri kutaura isati tozvinzwa nekuti mapromises enya awanda. Devanga vatogona kutaura kuti shuwa tavapa chinhano chokuti kuda kana kuti vagona kuzoredzana ne opposite party yavanokukidzana nayo. Ya, saapo kuti karegana kuti tisike pakati pakutaurirana. taiti hei ya muda taiti uchila mauko kana panu pindi mda uchila
ayo atakunza wajacha tipeo maundrenyu mazwenye kupetira nasu mchirongo
ya ndengo kumbi ndengo ini andicha andichina maone rapi hei ndizongo kuruzira uti dee tana wachindu wa jeshua dee wanga wango kona kuti waone ekonomi iriku dhija dee wango kona kuti zamukuru ndo kuti hatina umo tino chemera umo chemera dee wango kona kuti jeshua waite mangu maone rakati ya nawa na wawa wawa kona kuita osu neta kuti tizara meziri nani
aiwa chakunza zvakanaka vachacha tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongo
shuwa musai chengeteo namba dzangu ndaane nguva yakareba chitsa kufonderai but hey zviri kuramba
aiwa musatye baba musatye chirongwa ndechenyu chokudzosai next week handisi
handiti za
hongu hongu baba tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Alright, Zimbabwe Musha, that was Umnumzana Uchacha. He seemed to bring about a point that came about last week, and it's here again. I'm hoping Uguti and Umnumzana Unikros Kachengo will be able to answer to that. But see, Umongameli Emerson Ndamuzo Mnangagwa does too much chitty-chitty, too much talk, but no action. Goto asizweni abantu emakhasini yethu ku VOA Studio 7 abantu are writing so many lucrative contributions. Thank you. Kulomnumzana Tatenda Mutungama uthi the missing link is value addition in mining. If however the technology comes assembled and there is no primary manufacturing, the engine will never start. Hence reforms, ease of doing business, job creation, transparency and investment attraction is available. Uneli Simpson Uti, I am live streaming from Malaysia. How is Malaysia, Nelly? Uti, you should bring that guy called Muntan Kakuda Kwashe more often. I enjoy his contributions, though he is too biased towards government. All right, I'll speak to Kuda. And then he continues to say, about your topic today, I think new technologies reduce the price of goods and services to which they are applied. They also lead to the creation of newer products. However, it reduces employment, and Zim is not ready as yet. They should focus on production, then technology later. South Africa, yes, but Zim? No. Utaftek Uti, the nature of two items, knowledge and technology, is such that not divorce them from development, but the issue here is not whether or not we need them, but whether or not it will work. Someone will understand why I'm laughing. The fundamentals necessary for the framework are, and in my view, impossible to attain. U3 Dube, which is the government has to fix the money crisis first. Root out corruption. Believe you me, no one will tour the world wasting little money that the country has in the name of sanctions. All right, we appreciate your contributions. Thank you so much. If you're looking to call us, you can call us on +12026192077. Let's get Umnumzana Unikros Kajengo to respond to some of the things that people have said. Vakajengo, mchiripo parinare.
Mchiripo nanchi, mchiripo.
Right, there was a mouthful of a lot of things that came by. The first issue at hand is, I guess we'll start off from the caller who was talking about we need to fix the political situation in the country before addressing anything else. As a young person who has worked with government and still works with government, how would you take that? What do you have to say about that?
Thank you very much. First and foremost, I want to make very clear that the environment in Zimbabwe in terms of promoting infrastructure, in terms of promoting ICT, in terms of national development is very, should I say, is conducive for that. Why? Because first and foremost, it is very clear that Zimbabwe is a democratic country and the cities are upon or on what we call good governance. So, to change my principles, and I want to say, the president, 10 principles. My principles are 10. Munuweza are munyika, munuweza kunyanga are kunze kwenyika. I want to watch nyika yedi, I got here my principles, 10. And I got to analyze. Ebe, the development practitioner, munuweza kuti, munuweza kuti batira. So, the principle of participation whereby one of our ambitions, like what we are doing here, it's a very important principle. You can see, you can see, you can see,
Vakajengo,
ensure that you want to have a room, you want to have a card, whatever. zvaari vapiwa mukana vakaenzana. It's one of the advantage you want to kutora from our current president. Also, another principle of effectiveness and efficiency. You know, our government is very effective and very efficient in terms of addressing some of the challenges being experienced by our own people. Also, there is rule of law in Zimbabwe. As I mentioned, the issue of democracy. It's a democratic state whereby people are, even to be a critic. It allows Zimbabwe is a very democratic. We have the account of the national power of transparency, responsiveness, integration, and intercommunication. These are the 10 principles that we must take advantage of, because our own president, the listening president, that's why he has these 10 principles.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Jengo, I have a caller on the line, but I have one question for you before I move over to the caller. You mentioned, you said a lot about President Emmerson Mnangagwa. However, something similar seems to come about from my discussion last week. And it seems as though people feel as though Mtungamiri Wenyika, he's said a lot of things that are promising. Since he's taken, the reins of being president, and this is, I'm talking back to the time whereby former President Robert Mugabe was removed. They feel as though President Mnangagwa, too many promises, however, the delivery is on zero. Mungati na zuzu.
Okay, my opinion is, one, so good time, let's understand that the change of development as it goes overnight. Mnangagwa was in a moment since 2017, because it's 2019, I think 3 years, that Mugatarika, 193 under United Nations. The Gaseka, aside from 8 Millennium Development Goals, was such a achiever. Within 15 years, 193 countries, including America, Britain, and France, including in two or three Zimbabwe, not African countries. But of course, Zimutaka achiever, Zimutaka Kaza, within 10 years. And right now, Tugaseka achieved my sustainable development goals up to 2030. From 2015, how many have been achieved globally? So, development is overnight. Mnangagwa is Chinese level based. And remember, there are some forces that are a cause of concern. And as far as these predicaments are concerned, here we know that many are my illegal sanctions. Are related to everything. We can have to go to the bilateral, trade. We have to change the currency, the import and exporter. Last week, recently, Papa Nyama Diamond, where we tried to sell our diamonds to USA, but America, UIT, has not changed my diamonds any, which is very clear reflection of the symbol set that those hindrances are a cause of concern in terms of our development in Divas, in terms of the vision of his destiny, combat peace in Mnangagwa.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk to Vaka Jengo, the guy in the Torem Tereri, and then I'll come back to you. So, mlaleli, zulu kandaba, mtawazo mwushe na mtawaje kushelo, nyairimo mkangu, murkuins, wah, hantu na President Emmerson Mnangagwa Mnangagwa. We want to turn Zimbabwe into a technology and knowledge-driven based economy. Let's see what the caller has to say. Kola kola mtereru, arupinda mchurongwa, ndiani.
Mpesha.
Mwushe, ariparu nare ndiani?
Mkoma Gaddafi.
Mkoma Gaddafi, zrufamba.
Zrufamba, uri sebo.
Bobo, please, musati muruku tuwenera muruku Afghanistan.
Ibiri mupala buru, South Africa.
Aywa, atilo kamchira mchirongo mkoma Gaddafi. Nyayeru mgango mainzo mkoma, nasi, yansi, ne mtukamiru wenyika. We want Zimbabwe to turn into a knowledge and technology-driven based economy. Mungati inazo hizo.
Now this and that.
So, chero zvaita nayo Zimbabwe yake fine, isoto right kuno.
Ai wandukunzwa.
Bozi chero tikati tidiva rume Zimbabwe iya. That was the Mariano. You guys are not married. Mozambique, one of my medical shower. There was no value, but one of the Santa Maria will not talk about it. Don't marry Edia to Shandisa. Total go Shandisa on young with you. My mother and I'm married. So, you know, if there's no Mariano.
I was a good time, come at Gaddafi, it's not as good enough in Amsterdam, like this. Zimbabwe, that was Umnumzana Gaddafi, one of our callers calling us there. Yena uthi hi ilizwe leZimbabwe into yokuqala, he seems to be hammering at the same thing as uthi akamthembi uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Now we had one of a person that we were supposed to call uMnumzana uBrisky Ncube, kodwa he wrote umbono wakhe go WhatsApp. UBrisky uthi, so we start with politics. When politics is done, with all is well, then we start on devolution. Point two. Upindo wathi, mind you, Bulawayo industry specifically didn't deteriorate now. When the whole country experienced this problem, it started way back then, where industries were relocating to Harare due to a number of reasons. He then says, we talk about 2013, if he's not mistaken, with the Kasukwere policy, that of 51% local ownership indigenization policy, that one was the last nail in the coffin for Bulawayo industries and under industries nationwide. Hayi, siyabonga ngombono wakho Brisky Ncube. Ngilethemba lokuthi uproducer wami uza kufonela ukuze sizwe okuningi ngodaba olukhona egodweni. Ngempela, ngempela, lo ngumbono kamnumzana uBrisky Ncube, omunye ongisakhulayo, ophila ngale kontuthu siyathunqa kobulawayo. Asikweni ukuthi uVusi yena uthini ngombono wabantu. Mkwananzi, are you still on the line? Vusi?
Yes, I'm still on the line.
Okay. So a lot of people have come and said a lot of things. You are the tech, you're the guys who end up pumping the money into the tech industry in the country. A lot of people feel as though when we're talking about investments and so forth, it seems as though the theme is that the president, as much as he's promised people these things, a lot of the times he's promised a lot of things and he hasn't delivered. How do you guys as young tech people then take it upon yourselves to make sure that you can either A, hold them accountable, or B, create the difference without government interaction?
Okay, so thank you. Also, firstly, some of the things, of course, that they are my other fellow guest speaker are saying, are just the bare minimum, you know. To express yourself freely, it's a bare minimum in today's world. Mm-hmm. In creating a good environment for business, it's a bare minimum. We're talking about a competitive edge. I think that there's a lot that can be done to give entrepreneurs or tech entrepreneurs from the country a competitive edge that goes further than the minimum. It's good to have good policies. It's good to have good strategies. But it's like we're not yet coming up with a very good competitive edge, that's one. And then the second thing, what I would say to any other tech entrepreneur, any entrepreneur for that matter, that at the end of the day, if you build something and it works, it solves somebody's problem, it provides for a need, and you can get somebody to pay for it, you have your first investor who is your customer. I think the second thing is our problems in Africa are the same. I think the biggest, I would still say this, the biggest challenge that we have is that we are continuously thinking of only building for Zimbabwe. Like, for example, when I'm building my business right now, I'm not only building for Zimbabwe. I'm already building for Zambia. I'm building for South Africa. Simultaneous, that's the beauty of technology. The problem is when you build once, you can build for the rest of Africa. But we need also to have this competitive edge. We need to sit down with our leaders and say, what can give us a competitive edge? Because at the moment, when you are coming in from Zimbabwe, you don't have that much competitive edge when you compare to Rwanda, if I was to borrow the example that you shared earlier on.
I guess of Usumus and Kalubamba and Manikum and Tatum Lalili, and then I'll come back to you, I guess. Right, Zimbabwe Moshe, I see a lot of more comments are coming in. Tatenda arikunyura rutanzu kikiki tongotera zvataura tichangoona 2030 yacho kikiki arikufane kuseka. Rashford is writing arikuti hazviite. Do we have the infrastructure that supports technology in Zimbabwe first? Do the foundation by building infrastructure, it will create employment. Also, technology will not solve the employment crisis in Zimbabwe for now. Farming and mining will take the country forward, and ED must first engage with us Zimbabweans, then invest later. Confidence starts with us, not foreign investors. ED must stop to harass his own people. Longumbono gabnumzana Rashford pangs. I was reading some of his comments early on, but let's get him onto the program so they can elaborate more. Prisky, u connecting one put. Now, you were talking a lot about the Bulawayo Industries as an example. Would this be a very similar circumstance?
Come on.
I was saying, Uti, earlier on in the message that you sent me that I read out on air, you were talking a lot about the Bulawayo Industries and where everything went wrong. Now, here we have President Emmerson Mnangagwa coming here saying, you know what, we're looking to have technology in order to revitalize a lot of economies, a lot of industries, Bulawayo included. Do you feel as though that's him taking the country in the right direction? And if not, how do you then fix it?
All right, maybe. Safety being said, Mike. Of course, you can think of industry.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe we have to answer the maybe million-dollar question, say, where did we go wrong as a country?
Mm-hmm.
Why are we here where we are?
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing in Zimbabwe is not an issue of maybe economy, but the first thing is we solve politics first, then we move to the next step, then we talk about the economy.
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot start to talk about industry. Yet we have a lot of, because currently, whatever is affecting Zimbabwe, it's not like maybe the solutions are not there. But we have people who are benefiting from the current situation. So we solve politics first, then we go back to the principle, say, let's now solve the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a lot of policies, economically, but they're not taking any fruit. That shows that economy is not the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that the political will from our leaders to implement the policy that has been formulated.
Mm-hmm.
I have mentioned maybe a number of few policies before,
mm-hmm.
maybe to go back to the Zim Asset one. On paper, a very good document, but it never yielded any fruit. Why?
Mm-hmm.
The problem lies with the political will to implement the policy that has been formulated. But by implementing them, it means maybe taking them out of office. So that way, Zimbabwe will go anyway. We can't talk about rising industry. We don't have the favorable infrastructure currently to say that maybe we can revitalize industries. We are backdated in terms of machinery and everything else.
What Priscilla Mzulu Mungameli, when he was giving Umbiko a State of the Nation, he procured a lot of stuff from countries such as India.
All right. The issue is, we have heard a lot of talk. This mm-hmm. has come, this has come. But on paper.
That's a good
right. As a good carrying you practical. Because from 2018, elections are way past. We have been hearing this policy. Come on. Let's walk the talk and talk the walk. Time for saying out policies without action, which goes along with that. No, we can't go anywhere as a country like that. Currently, the government gets such and such maybe in China. See if one is in Jan, it's equal. See if one couldn't be using a call.
I precisely agree. So it's quite easy to young man go putting a bong account when you go share the number.
All right, everyone, Mike. I'll be the
slow. Now I put. So, Zimbabwe Moshe, that was Mnumzana Priski Nube. Let's move over to Vusumuzi so that he can wrap up the program. Vusumuzi, we'll connect him with. Ngibona ngani usetropile. Right, rigaitupi waka jengo mkana utuwa pezo uchirongwa. Waka jengo mchiripo parunare. Alright, can you wrap it up? Manzo wa maondro, vateleri uyeze, ava mkwa nanzi uyeze, ava ngube, imungati inazo in 1 minute.
Yeah, tunatenda, tuongoti technology nga titambe inayo, let's embrace technology, it's broader, it can be ICT, it can be technology in agriculture, in IoT, e-government, e-learning, among, let's get together, let's remain
international dialogue. Thank you. Alright, thank you so much. Muri Zimbabwe, thank you so much to everybody who contributed. I saw the comments, a lot of them people were writing. Good evening, VOA. Mromo Auzari Rene Ruizi. The government is failing to buy water treatment chemicals. What about this dream? Oh, Amos Ute, I got him, Mungameli, by Sulega, Labos, Kateling, Mufalemi, Emizini, Utafata, Chiota, Aruzi. Good evening. Aiwa, Muri Zimbabwe, Tashkoma, Kume Chirongwa, Sigilama Petuleni, and Okonika in Faro, Dini Mike Hove. Bye-bye.